The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
You're listening to the Best Morning Routine Ever podcast, the show that proves no one stumbles upon success ever, with your host, Lou Need. Every Mondays and Thursdays, we deliver cold hard evidence behind the power of a robust morning routine. Get ready to be transformed by the renewal of your mind.
Hello, morning enthusiasts. Welcome to the Best Morning Routine Ever podcast. My name is Lou Need. I am your host. And today I have the honor of introducing a phenomenal guest to the show, Mark Willis. Mark Willis is a CFP who works with individuals, real estate investors, and business owners who create wealth and become their own source of financing. Mark Willis is, as I mentioned, certified financial planner. He is a number one best-selling author and the owner of Lake Growth Financial Services, a firm in Chicago, Illinois. Over the years, he has helped hundreds of his clients take back control of their financial future and build their businesses with sophisticated, tax-efficient financial solution. Mark, you are the host of Not Your Average Financial Podcast, and there you share some of your strategies for investing in real estate, saving and paying for college without going broke, and creating an income that in retirement that your clients can outlive. Mark, welcome to the show.
Thanks for having me. I appreciate it.
We'll get right to it. Why don't you share with us some of your background and expertise?
Of course. Yeah. My background is in, as a certified financial planning professional, is in traditional classical financial planning. More specifically, my wife and I graduated from our college and university with three private school degrees between us and in the midst of the Great Recession, with over $120,000 US dollars in student loan debt and no plan to pay that off in the midst of the 2008 financial crisis and no jobs, essentially. So that was a great start to a financial life if I've ever seen one. And it gave us the real kick in the pants, essentially, to take a hard look at our own financial life. We really didn't have any kind of financial education growing up. And it was all sort of flying by the seat of our pants. Mm-hmm. And one day, some long conversations and a lot of ice cream, we really came down to a decision that we were going to make our financial life in our control rather than handing it off to somebody else. And I've taken that philosophy with me as we started our financial firm, Lake Growth Financial Services, here in Chicago. We work with folks all over the country who want to become their own source of financing, take back control of their finances from Wall Street or the banks or credit cards, and have a financial certainty in their future. We believe that that's something that is not only possible, but is essential to helping make sure that you achieve your financial goals and objectives.
Yeah, a lot of people can relate to this. Even myself, I have a PhD, and loans is a mortgage. You come out of mm-hmm. school with a mortgage debt and you don't make enough money to actually even put a dent in it. So tell us, how did you and your wife pay off for college without going broke? And how can the rest of us do so?
Great question. The problem with traditional debt payoff strategies is that it leaves us feeling empty. If anyone's ever eaten, one extra too many slices of cheesecake or a few too extra drinks at the bar, you feel that feeling of emptiness the next after you're done. It feels great in the moment mm-hmm. to pay off that big student loan or that big credit card, but the trouble is, we have nothing to show for our hard-earned payments, debt payoff payments, except a bunch of thank you notes. Thank you for your payment. Thank yep. you for your payment. And those don't do a whole lot for your own retirement, do they? I mean, no. they do fine for fire kindling, I suppose, but that's about it. So, you know, there's a problem with paying cash for any big purchases. And I would also include, there's also a problem with a very popular form of debt payoff called the debt snowball method. Maybe some of your audience has heard of that strategy. The debt snowball method is where you pay your debts off with cash that you've earned one by one, starting with the smallest balance or the highest interest rate, depending, and then working your way down that list until you're debt free. Mm-hmm. And that's fine. Debt free is fine. But I'm here to say that there's something better than being debt-free, and that is becoming your own banker. Mm-hmm. What if instead of paying off your debt, you could buy it back from your banks and actually pay yourself that interest that you were currently giving away to banks, credit cards, finance companies, student loan companies, even mortgages? That makes you better than debt-free, because now you have an asset on your table rather than just an empty balance sheet. Now you have something that's earning wealth and generating income for you toward your future, whether that's retirement or, you know, other financial objectives you might have, starting a business, sending your kids to college. That is better than being debt free when you have an asset earning for you at the same time as you pay off your debts.
That would be a game changer. Fire your bank and bank on yourself. What does that look like?
It's a concept. It's a mindset shift.
Okay.
Most of us are taught to be either debtors or savers. And here's what I mean. Think of it this way. What are the ways we typically think of buying a car? Well, we can either finance it or lease it or pay cash for it. Okay.
Yeah.
So, you know, the financing route, what do we get? Well, we get a long list of monthly payments to a auto financing dealership. They make all the money and the profits, and all we get at the end of the deal is an old car.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. We took on all the risk. What if we missed a few payments? Are they going to be okay with that?
Nope.
Probably not. Yeah, they're going to wreck our credit score, call us at dinner time, and then eventually repo the car. That's essentially how they do their business.
Right.
Now, leasing is even worse, because at the end of it, you don't even get the car. You have to give the car back. It's more like renting something that you have nothing to sell at the end of the deal. Yeah. You just had 4 or 5 years of monthly payments, and then poof, the car disappears. A lot of people think they can beat the financing and leasing racket by paying cash, saving up and paying cash. But what is the trouble with paying cash? Lunita, I think the problem is, well, every time I spend a dollar today, it's gone forever.
Mm-hmm.
But crucially, also gone is all that dollar might have grown to had I not bought that thing and left it invested instead. This could be, the true power of paying cash, or the true problem of paying cash, is I broke opportunity cost. And that's a very crucial concept that not many financial planners talk about. Their traditional financial plan is to say, well, just pay cash for everything and then give me as much as you can, and I'll keep it in an assets under management portfolio tied to the stock market. And you live on less than $1,000 in your savings account and whatever you can scrape together from your monthly income. That's typically how financial planning goes. And here I am as a certified financial planner, kind of pulling back the curtain here on how this works. They want, most financial planners want you to put as much money into a thing that you can't access or control, and then spend money for things like cars, vacations, kids' college out of pocket, or worse yet, going into debt to do that.
Mm-hmm.
All the while, they get a nice big fat assets under management fee that they get to take off the top of your 401k or IRA or brokerage account every year, no matter what happens in the markets.
Yeah.
So the problem with paying cash is we lose that growth. We no longer have any interest earning for us. Once I withdraw money out of a savings account, how much interest do I now earn on the money I took out of that savings account?
Nada.
Well, nada. Yeah, zero, zilch. And I've broken the growth. You know, Einstein once called interest compounding, uninterrupted compounding interest, the most powerful force in the universe. And it's true. Whether we're looking at uninterrupted compounding growth of the algae in the lake across the street, or a supernova in outer space, or the power of uninterrupted compound growth can truly change how your financial life worked. What if you had a financial system like the banks, where you could grow your money and let it still be accessible to you to buy things like cars, mm-hmm. kids' college, mm-hmm. starting your business, or even retirement income. There are some financial strategies and tools we deal with in our firm, like the bank on yourself concept, that allow your money to do two things at once. It lets the money be accessible to you for the things in life that you need, but yet it does not stop growing even when you access it. And that's a powerful strategy.
It's a powerful concept. It makes sense to me. So how do you best use your money to invest, and in what? How do you grow that asset portfolio?
Yeah, it's truly a time-tested financial mindset. It's something our grandparents probably had in their portfolio. And, you know, unfortunately, we've really been lured into Wall Street and become a nation of speculators, you know, since the 60s, essentially. And we could talk about why that is, the passing of ERISA, a lot of the lower interest rate environments that we've seen in the last generation. A lot of things have pulled us into the stock market. But, you know, Lunid, one of the things that I was just floored by was a recent study done by a third party. These are independent researchers looking at the actual returns of real investors in the stock market. And wouldn't you know, the average return before taxes of a typical mutual fund investor in the stock market over the last 20 years was only 3.8%.
Wow.
3.8%. And that's including the last 10 years of a bull market. Right? We've been in a 10-year tear in the market. We've seen the market double since 2009 and almost triple since 2009. Where are the returns?
Right.
You know, where are all of the promises of 10%, 12% a year? It's fallacy. It's myth. The stock market can get a certain return, but we might get a totally different return. I'll give you a quick example. What if you had, you know, an average return of 25%? Would that make you pretty satisfied? If
heck,
I gave you a 25%. Yeah, come
heck
on.
Yeah.
Awesome. But what if I told you also that you had no more money at the end of that period of time?
No bueno.
Right. Yeah. So here's how it works. And this is literally how mutual funds are allowed to advertise to us. And it's legal by SEC guidelines. So let's say you started with 10 grand in your portfolio. And let's say that I was able somehow to double your money that year. From $10,000 to $20,000. Pretty cool. So you're feeling great. You've got 100% rate of return. Now the second year rolls around, and unfortunately, your $20,000 that you start with in year two gets cut in half, negative 50%. You're back down to the original $10,000.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. After 2 years, you started with 10,000. You ended with 10,000. 2 years have gone by. Now, what was our average rate of return? Well, let's do the math. 100 minus 50 divided by 2 is 25% average rate of return. I just gave you an average rate of return of 25% with no extra money in your pocket. How is that possible? That's how they're able to advertise. Average returns mean nothing. That's why we titled our podcast, Not Your Average Financial Podcast, because we don't believe in averages, right? We are each unique of us. Yeah, we're each of us unique. So a little bit about that. But the main thing to remember is, where is it written that Wall Street has to have a hold on where our money grows? Where is it written that we have to put our money at risk just to get a whopping 3.8%? You know, where is it written that Wall Street is going to be our knight, white knight in shining armor? Maybe there's better places that allow your money to grow safely, predictably, in a way that lets you become your own source of financing. We use a typical, very old-fashioned form of whole life insurance that lets us do this. But we're modernizing it typically with certain riders that build the cash value much faster than old-fashioned whole life that, you know, Dave Ramsey or other folks might, you know, talk about. So we use that financial vehicle, but more important than the vehicle is the mindset that comes along with it. Are we thinking like bankers? Banking has been around for the last 5,000 years, at least. There's a book recently written called Debt, the First 5,000 Years by David Graeber, I think his name is. Mm-hmm. David Graeber. Debt, the First 5,000 Years. That title should tell us everything we need to know, that banking is the most profitable industry you can get into. If you're not sure what business you want to get into yet, if you're thinking of starting a business, maybe start a bank. it's such a profit. All you need is $100 million, you know. So, or you can use one of these policies, and at a relatively modest amount of money, you could start becoming your own banker and buying back your debt. We call it the debt snowbank method. A little play on words from the debt snowball method. What if you could do the debt snowbank method? build up money in your own bank, so to speak, your own life insurance policy, and then you can actually use that money to pay off your debts and have that policy continue to grow as if you'd never touched a dime of it. That's becoming your own source of financing.
I like it. And this is the services you provide at Lake Growth.
Correct. We are a full financial firm. So if folks want to have a full comprehensive financial analysis from a certified financial planner professional, that's, you know, what we do all day long. Mm-hmm. We sit down with folks one-on-one to see what strategy might make sense, whether it's this or something else. This is one of the unique strategies we're specialists in. And I can't tell you how many hundreds of people have come in our doors thinking, well, you know, I just don't know what my money needs to do for me. I don't know exactly where to put it. Where can I find growth without too much unnecessary risk? Yeah. So we'll sit down and talk with folks to see if this bank on yourself concept makes sense or if something else would make a better fit. But it's one of those strategies I feel needs to be at least explored by more people. Not enough people have this in their portfolio.
And traditional financial advisors are not talking about this or giving you this type of advice. One, right. They probably don't know it. Or again, they want you to put as much money in their pocket as possible.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So this makes you very unique. The services you provide is very unique because you tie in the mental mindset, because really 80% of it is mental. It's the psyche. It's what do you know about money and how can you leverage the
That's
knowledge
so
that you know. And so your financial firm actually does that and all encompasses, it's all inclusive.
That's exactly right. And I will just add on to what you've already mentioned. Designing these whole life policies this way does typically mean about a 50 to 70% pay cut for me or my advisors, which may have something to say about why you haven't heard about this from your typical stock jockey or investment advisor that you currently work with.
Mm-hmm. And so then I ask you, why are you doing it? Because clearly money is not the motive.
Right. Well, I have to sleep well at night too, you know, and speaking of, I have to get up early in the morning and I have to feel good about why I'm getting up and what I'm doing for my clients. As it happens, Luneet, the power of this concept is so compelling. And I feel it's so necessary and needed for so many entrepreneurs, families, individuals, that they're most often our clients are sharing it with the world. And so we make up for it in volume, you might say, with referrals and additional accounts being opened, especially at this point in the market cycle. As we're recording this, the market dropped 1,000 points yesterday almost. And we're back to volatility, that's for sure. Mm-hmm. And who knows where it'll be when folks are listening to this episode. And that's the whole point. There's right. No control over where the market will be today, tomorrow, or the next day. Whereas what we typically design for our clients helps our clients achieve their financial milestones without taking a bunch of unnecessary risks.
And gain control. That's what you said. That's what sticks out is how do you get control of your money and how you invest your money? Because don't leave it out to the government to do it for you, to run it for you.
Mm-hmm. That's exactly right.
So tell us, you're running a successful firm. How do you get up, dress up, and show up every day to deal with your team to actually be successful at what you do?
You know, morning routines are something that I am sort of passionate about, and I don't talk with many people about it, but I'll give a kind of a quick synopsis of what I do, some of the tactics and habits. I am a very early bird. You know, I get up at around 4:15 in the morning each day. First of all, I get up and rub the sleep out of my eyes, essentially, head to the restroom, and then I get a big glass, at least 20 ounces of water, and I drink that as soon as I possibly can, within a few minutes of waking up. And boy, that just does wonders for my mental clarity, my alertness, my awareness of, you know, what I intend to do that day. After that, I head to a coffee shop that's open and I get some work done. I get to thinking about my day. I use something called the Full Focus Planner, mm-hmm. Which gives me a daily reminder, a written reminder, a physical binding agreement with myself that's in ink that says, here's what I'm intending to do today. And here's the three big things I want to do. Then I typically will finish that up, head to the gym for an hour or so and head back home to wake up my 3-year-old daughter and get breakfast going for the family. Cause I believe in, you know, being first and foremost a father and a husband. And man, it just changes the day when you have had the love of a child look into your eyes. It really makes you, you know, just want to get out there and,
take on the world.
Conquer the world. Exactly. Yeah. So that's for me at this moment, life changes and the chapters of life will continue to turn, but that's the best and my favorite A little bit of meditation typically before I wake my daughter up, 5 minutes or less. That's all I can squeeze in right now, but it helps me get centered on the present moment and stop, you know, chasing after this, that, or the other thing. Mm-hmm. But other than that, it's a tremendous and fun experience. And so far, it seems to be yielding a lot of dividends for us.
Yeah, I love your concept of drinking water first thing in the morning. I do the same. I actually prep it the night before. And you said it's that brain clarity. It gives you that clarity and it helps with brain fog tremendously. Mm-hmm. And it's just that room temperature, one full glass, because we are at a fasted state at night. Mm-hmm. If we're sleeping for 7 to 8 hours. And so we need to replenish. We need to rehydrate. And also the body worked overtime during the night trying to expel toxins out of our bodies. And so the water in the morning is a great way to actually help it get rid of some of those toxins build up.
Big time. Yeah, you cannot live on a debt of credit cards and you cannot live on a debt of sleep or water.
Absolutely. So, we will not survive either way. You're a full focus planner, it's planning out your day. And Earl Nightingale says, the minute you write down your goals, you are already successful because you know you are part of a small group. You're part of that 1% that now knows where you're going, even if it's just for the day. Because if you know the direction you're going in the day, you will know the direction you're going for the week. You will know the direction you're going for the month. You will know the direction you're going for the month and enhance your life. So I really love that. And I do the same. I write everything out so I can check it off. I'm very to-do list, checking things off. So it's very helpful. And you are very fit. So what about your workout routine?
Well, I use an app that helps schedule. I like a little bit of variety in my workouts. You know, I don't want to be doing the same thing and I don't want to have to think about it when I'm not at the gym. Maybe I'm lazy, but I want something else to create that workout routine. Back in college, there was a really cool coach for the football team who would write the workouts every day. It was different, you know, but he worked different muscle groups every day of the week. You know, Tuesday was leg day, that sort of thing. And so I've never found an app that really recreated what that coach did until I found an app called FitBod. Mm-hmm. You know, I think it's on iOS. I know it's on iOS. I don't know about Android, but essentially helps create a custom designed workout routine based on your recovery of different muscle groups. Mm-hmm. So I'm looking at my, you know, different muscle groups here and it will create a long list of custom designed workout exercises, including strength training and cardio. And that's been my favorite, bar none, best app I've found out there for the workouts.
Yeah, cause I switch it up. I don't want to think about it myself either. So I go to classes. I take boxing classes. I do jiu-jitsu. Tell me what to do. Okay. Morning enthusiasts. You've heard it here first. This is Mark Willis with Lake Growth Financial Services out of Illinois. He specializes in building custom tailored financial strategies that are unknown to the typical stock jockeys, attorneys, and other financial gurus. And he is here and can help with, asset building to gain control over your money and know where to invest it. Mark, how can we connect with you?
Thanks for asking. And yeah, I think you're right. Stock jerkies. I like that. that's perfect. So, you know, the best website, if you want to find out more about this, is a website called freedomfromwallstreet.com. That's all spelled out. freedomfromwallstreet.com. So if you go to freedomfromwallstreet.com and learn more about our services, you also can find a link to my podcast, which is Not Your Average Financial Podcast. But if you go to freedomfromwallstreet.com and want to ask one of me, either me or one of my associates, any questions about this strategy, happy to connect. And you can fill out a form right there and mention Luneet's name in the show, in the notes on your form submission there. And we'll be happy to send you a free copy of our book, Compliments of Luneet.
Awesome. Thank you. Really appreciate it. Mark, I thank you for your time. Thank you for dropping knowledge. And we will put your show notes and with how to connect with you on the show notes below so everyone can get in contact.
Wonderful. Great to be with you all this morning and go morning routines.
Yeah, absolutely. Have a great day.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
All right, morning enthusiasts. That's it for today's show. Thank you for tuning in. If you love the Best Morning Routine Ever podcast, we'd love to hear from you. So go ahead and subscribe, rate, and give a review on iTunes or Google Play. While you're at it, tell a friend about the show. be sure to visit bestmorningroutineever.com and our Facebook group to join the conversation, access the show notes, and discover our fantastic free bonus content. Until next time.